My name is Joshua from Michigan, and I wanted to share in regards to finding our purpose. God really laid something on my heart, and that was, of all things, a glow stick. When you buy a glow stick, there's nothing wrong with it, but it doesn't do anything. And it's only after a glow stick is broken that its true purpose is revealed, and that purpose is to provide light in the dark. And I think when it comes to finding our purpose, we spend a lot of time fighting our brokenness, but that brokenness is when God really shines through. And in my life personally, I wanted to be a pastor. It was a call that I felt I left that calling behind because I realized my life was not where it should have been. I reached a point where, like that glow stick, I was broken, and instead of fighting that brokenness, my prayer became, Lord, this is when you can shine the most.
I love it. Hey, listen, I was thinking as I was hearing your testimony, Joshua, you are a preacher. A great illustration that will last in people's minds next time they put on a glow stick around their kid's neck. They'll be thinking about that. Hey, it doesn't work until it's broken. And it works a lot better when it is. That's great. Hey, Dr. Randy here. Welcome to Intentional Living, God's purpose for your life. You know, we hear a lot about finding your purpose. In fact, one of the things we say at Intentional Living is finding your purpose, living your purpose, and then finishing strong. Where do you find your purpose? You know, it's not hidden. It's not secret. Now, what you do may be different than your purpose. Your daily activities in life is fulfilling your purpose, but really understanding our purpose is to bring glory to God. And in the process, I think we find those places of benefiting others and ourselves. And as I said, Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living, and the question we're going to be focusing on is, have you discovered God's purpose for your life, and what is it? Man, I'd love to hear you call and fill up our comment line today at 888-888-1717. The callers for the show are already recorded from our archives, and so your calls are going to the comment line today. And please do that, because we love hearing from you. Again, 888-888-1717 is that phone number. God's purpose for your life, great calls set, ready to go. We'll get to them in just a couple minutes. And again, your call's valuable. I'd love to have you share it with us on our comment line.
Hi, this is Stephanie, and I'm calling from Harrisonville, Missouri. And I just wanted to share what I want to be intentional about our work area and our lives. And my husband's been out of work for 3 years, and he's been putting applications in everywhere. And I know that God has a plan for us, but sometimes I worry too much because of financial difficulties. And I want to be intentional and not worrying about things and know that God has a plan for us and that there is a reason that he's been out of work for this long. I have a job at a Christian daycare center, and I know that God has a plan and he will send him a job. So I was just going to let you know that I love your guys' show, and to let anybody else that's out there struggling without their husband working, that God will take care of you through that hard time, and he will see you through, and just keep pressing on and be strong, because God, there is a plan for everything that happens. So thanks. Bye.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. You know, one thing I'll say, if you're really seeking God's will for your life and you're not quite clear what it is, we know that if you get into Scripture, there is the revealed will of God in the Bible. And so there are things that are laid out in Scripture that are very clear in how we should live. And so my encouragement, if you're kind of feeling you're not clear yet why you're here, but you know God loves you and you want to follow him and you're trying to find that sweet spot, just keep moving. Don't stop. Keep moving. Stay in God's word. Stay in prayer. Stay around the right kind of people. Find out where God is moving and be in those places. And keep praying. Ask God to reveal maybe that special thing that he has for you, that that assignment that he has for your life. And don't be surprised when it comes that it may be a little different than you had anticipated. You don't know. It could be right where you are today, and it may be right where you are today just to know that God is with you right there in that place. He's got you right where he wants you to be. And sometimes we're always looking over the fence for something else to say, but God, I'm right here. I got these responsibilities. I have this family. You know, it begins right there where you are. Remember, God's will is right there where you are this moment, and then moves out. And I've had the excitement in my life and the privilege to be around people who I've seen God get a hold of and transform their lives and move them in exciting directions. And I'd love to hear some of your stories, simple or maybe over the top, whatever it may be, but you know it's God moving in your life. 888-888-1717 is my number. And as you call today to share with us, again, we're talking about, does God have a plan for your life? Where have you experienced that? Let's go to Robert first in Texas, who's joining us on this topic. Hey, Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Appreciate it. Tell me what you've learned.
Well, I felt led to call you. I was listening to your radio station, and the question that you posed was, what is our purpose here on earth? Why did God create us?
Mm-hmm.
And first and foremost, I believe that he created us to worship him. That's one of our purposes. Other purposes that we have tie directly into the different spiritual gifts each of us have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to vary from person to person. So before we even try to tap into that, we got to get back into our worship mode, which is the main reason he created us. And to worship our God, our Creator, does not mean just sitting in church or standing in church with the arm raised the whole time. Right now I'm driving down the highway and I'm worshiping God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at his creation, at the clouds. It's a little bit of rain's coming down on me. That's something to glorify him. That's something to thank him for. And I'm worshiping him. I'm listening to Christian music. I'm listening to you guys. And I'm in worship mode, and I try to stay there. Now, some of the spiritual gifts that I've been able to discover in my life are to teach and to preach,
mm-hmm.
Motivate. And so I use those. I'm involved in our youth group at our church. And it's just great, and it's exciting when we're able to tap into that. But it's awesome. So if anybody out there is struggling with what is your purpose, first and foremost, worship him. Worship God, mm-hmm. first and foremost.
And remember, as you point out, Robert, worship is not just a Sunday morning experience with a congregation. You're worshiping when you're driving down the road there in Texas. We worship when we give God the glory for everything. We worship when, even with our family. Everything that we do is an act of worship. Tithing is an act of worship. Giving, sharing, loving others. These can be acts of worship. And then Robert points out, right on target, the Bible talks about spiritual gifts. What does that mean? It means in a practical sense that each of us will have at least one spiritual gift. His case, he talked about preaching and teaching. There's the gift of administration, the gift of mercy. Do you know what your gift is or the gifts are in your life? There are little tests that you can take and surveys that can help you learn and grow about and understand and then grow through what your spiritual gift may be. And God gives each of us, he talks about as a body, we all have different strengths and different weaknesses, and focusing on those strengths are really powerful. All right, thank you, Robert. Let me go to Mary in Arizona. Talk to me, Mary. Appreciate your call.
Hi.
Talk to me. Hi there.
I'm Mary, and I was listening to your question. You said, what's the two most important dates? You said it's your birth date, and the second most important date is really your death, and that's when you graduate to see Jesus, because that's the goal. That's what we've been born for. This is what we're living for, and this is what we're waiting for. It's to see Jesus, our King, our friend, our God.
That's true, but between that date when we're born and that date that we see him, we've got a date to know why we're here. Yeah, exactly. What do we do with the time that we have?
You're going to be an ambassador for Christ. You're going to show him in you. You're going to be kind. You're going to take care of people, and you're going to show his love. And that's what's required. Mm-hmm. There's three things: to be kind, and to be kind. That's all you got to do. And if you do those three things, you have fulfilled everything that he wants you to do. So It's just loving one another and loving him first. And then you love one another. So that's all you have to do, and you fulfilled all the commandments, everything that you need to do by being kind.
What about, Mary, talk to me a little bit about your, and I agree with that, by the way. I agree with the, you know, when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, in other words, living out our faith. But what about your purpose? When you look at your daily life, when you look at, you know, you as a person, how God's wired you and so on, how has God wired you in a very practical sense to live out your days?
He wants me to trust him. He wants me to trust him like a child, just like a child trust the parents to eat food and take care of them. That's what he wants me to do. He said, trust me.
Mm. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Mary. I want to get Amy on the line before we take a break here to see how she has found her purpose, why God has her here on the planet as she sees it. Amy, welcome to the program from New Mexico.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. How have you found that sweet spot in your life?
Well, it's interesting. My sweet spot is I'm a nurse.
Mm.
And over the past 31 years, I've done several different types of nursing, tried the hospital, worked there several years, worked in oncology, worked several years. And I have come back after a few years off, and I'm a hospice nurse. And I know in my heart it is exactly where I belong. Without a doubt.
How do you know that?
I know that, first of all, because I'm impassioned to be with my families and with the patient who's been diagnosed as terminal, to be there 100% when I'm there. So that's one way. The other way is that there has been an absolute spirit of peace that comes over at the time of death, when I'm speaking with the patients before they die, when I'm speaking with the family before the patient dies. There is an absolute peace that comes over that I am in the right place, saying the right thing, serving the right people at the right time. It doesn't always come out that way. It doesn't always come out so easily. But I would say more than not, I would say 98% of the time,
yeah,
I am spot on. And I know that my gift from the Spirit is hospitality and encouragement. I know that. And I serve in my church. I have a lot of volunteer work that I do on the outside that serves people. It's where I feel safest in this world. I feel very comfortable. I feel very at ease talking to people about things that are happening with them. And I don't know.
You've shared a lot. I mean, and I highlighted a couple of things. Passion is certainly one area. If you're doing something, you're involved in a work or a mission or ministry, and you're not feeling passionate about it, it's nothing more than a job or an activity or an assignment, you got to stop and either say, is that me, God? Is there something going on in my life where I need to get with the program? Or am I just off a little bit from where you'd have me be? I think the other thing that you said, Mary, that's profound is there's a sense of peace. Whenever we got discontentment in our lives, we got to ask, is this a healthy discontentment? Am I taking this discontentment as an opportunity to learn and say, God, what are you teaching me? Or is it an unhealthy discontentment? And I think those two things are really powerful. And I would say, Amy, thank you for being there. What a powerful, important, precious moment to be with a family there at the end of life. And God bless you for doing that. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing a lot with us today.
Hi, this is Iris. I'm closing up a career on 24 years in the military. I just went on terminal leave on the 23rd of September, and I just wanted to say I'm listening to the show, and you know, I think that God has a purpose for my life here. I'm passionate about what I'm about to do next. I'm still looking for what that thing is, but I believe that it was just, you know, divine providence that I was able to leave the service when I did, and now I'm here and I'm available to God 100%, and that's my passion right now. I appreciate the opportunity to talk. Bye-bye.
There you go. Listen, you know, we're talking today, and I was, you know, thinking of Mary as she was sharing about, you know, God has called us to love one another. That's for sure. No question about it. To trust him, absolutely. as I said, when he approached the rich young ruler, he said, sell your possessions, give to the poor, and then follow me. I guess what I'm asking today is a very practical question. I understand the spiritual dynamic of this, but a very practical question. When do you know you're in the sweet spot? I guess we're talking about spiritual gifts to a certain extent here. So, you know, when you kind of know when you're not there, kind of know when you're not where you're supposed to be. I mean, you love God and you're following Him and you're trusting Him, but there's just something that doesn't seem to be clicking just right. How is it that you know when you're just right there where God has you? Doesn't mean it's always going to be comfortable. Could be very uncomfortable. But there's something that goes on in your life and you know it. I don't know if I'm sharing this as clearly as I'd like, but that's where I am as we think about being intentional in really knowing God's will and finding it and living it.
My name's Jenny, and I'm calling from Alabama. My one intentional thing would be I want to grow in my relationship with Christ and reading the Bible and praying. I just don't feel as close and connected as I used to. I've been going through a lot of rough trials, and that's what I want to do, just really intentionally get back into the Word and pray and all that.
You know, Jenny, thank you for sharing that, and I hope you will encourage you to take the step to break the inertia to actually start doing the next right one thing. That's one of the basic teachings of intentional living and thinking about God's purpose for your life today as we're talking about this. When you really discover that, and listen, we're not just talking about an avocation or a vocation here or a job. Your purpose is way beyond that. And really, I think all of us as followers of Christ, our purpose is pretty much the same. Bring glory to God, being in service to Him, and then finding what gifts He's given us. And there's where the real issue is. How can we do that? How do we fulfill God's purpose? And I think we do it in different ways. But when we find it, take the initiative, do the next right one thing, break the inertia. I don't know if it's studying to find out more on what you have to be educated in that area or what you can learn in that area or what difference you can make in doing one thing in that area. It could be in your home and your family, whatever it is, and then acting on it. Okay? You know, this week is the beginning really of our countdown for our share month. And I just want to say thanks to those of you who are supporting the ministry. And I want you to know as a reminder, those who are joining us today in monthly support, we're making available to you, sending as a gift to you to say thanks. My book, The Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. Come and join us. Go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Hey, thanks, Kurt. Welcome back to a very important program this week and really focusing on does God have a plan for your life? It's a question. It's one of those rhetorical questions because obviously He does. You know, the scripture is pretty clear as we read in the book of Proverbs that without a revelation or vision from God, we cast off restraint. So obviously God has a plan for our life. And as you read scripture, you realize His plan is good for us. It's filled with a hope and a future. And every day, though, we've got to live it. Every day, we've got to continue to figure out what pleases Christ, as it says in Ephesians chapter 5, figure out what pleases Christ, and then do it. And that's the focus today. As you've heard from Robert and Amy and Mary and others who are trying to get through to share what they've learned about God's plan for their life. If you have a comment you'd like to leave with us, maybe you've looked to this new year coming up and you're kind of wrestling because of all the uncertainty, but you know God has a plan for your life and you want to share it with us and encourage others, give us a call, 888-888-1717, and you can leave that on our comment line for today. All right, I think it's about time to get back to our callers today. Vicki, welcome to Intentional Living.
Well, thank you, Dr. Randy.
Hey, listen, do you know, have you found that sweet spot, and do you know why it's there in your life?
I do. You know, I grew up in a Christian home, but I never really had a relationship, a personal relationship with Christ until my son started actively using heroin and became an addict. And I sought, you know, help for him through many different areas, but it was a long time coming. And a Christian friend reached out to me and said, you know, hey, we need to help each other and help others. So we started a spiritual program here in our city with the help of people from the Phoenix area. And that the purpose is to give one a sense of serenity and peace through a relationship with Christ. It doesn't specifically mention Christ, but it's a spiritual organization. And I think my purpose is to help those people that are suffering from, as we know, a huge problem of addiction, that there is this peace. And I'm so fortunate to say that my son has been sober for 4 years and, you know, is living a productive life. And I just practice every day a sense of gratitude and trying to increase that wisdom and spirituality that Christ has given me through studying his word and letting that light of his shine through me.
So, well, Vicki, listen, let me add, I think what I hear you saying is, up until the time that you really got whacked here in your family with some really difficult things, it was like you're searching and wondering. But as a result of this, instead of going bitter and negative and self-destructive and all that, you chose to go through this process and say, I want God to use me through this process to go out and support others, love others. And we find over and over, Vicki, that many times God puts us into a spot from a personal experience, something we've learned, something we've been through, that we can take and apply to others. And I think that's what I heard.
Exactly. And even though, you know, my son is sober, I still go to the meetings. I still reach out, you know, knowing what I know of the Bible to others, hoping to bring them to a sense of themselves and what's going on with addiction. Mm. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, God has used me for this purpose.
Well, thank you for doing that, Vicki. You're making a difference in people's lives. Appreciate your call today as well.
Okay, thank you, Dr.
That's great. Fantastic. Let me go to Steve over in Iowa. Steve, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
Appreciate your call. What about this topic of knowing why you're here? How are you doing with that?
It was a question as a young person in which I grew up in Wichita, Kansas, and then went in the Air Force and got stationed overseas, and someone asked me if I'd die, do I know where I'd spend eternity? And then they showed me how to be saved, and I got saved, and God changed my life, and I found my purpose was to live for him and honor and glorify him and all that I say and do.
Mm.
And then afterwards, 3 years later, he called me to be a missionary, and I've been in South Africa for 25 years.
Wow.
Working with the Indians and Zulus there.
So are you back here now permanently, or are you on furlough?
No, I'm just home on furlough. So I'm visiting churches, and then I'll be going back on the 26th of July.
Was there a moment in time that really said, hey, this is what God's called me? Can you remember that moment? What was that like?
Well, after I got saved, and then I found the Bible says in Revelation 4:11 that we were created for his honor and glory. So then I realized my purpose in life was to honor and glorify God.
Hmm.
And, you know, you said the two most important moments is the day I was born, but the day I got saved.
That's right.
And then he transformed my life. And then I just told God, whatever you want. And then 3 years later, after a missions conference, a missionary had spoke to our church. He said 95% of all Christian workers in America working with 5% of the world's population, even 5% of the world's Christian workers to work with 95% of the world. And so I said, God, I want to go to those 95%.
That's a calling. That's what we're talking about today. You know, I have a whole list of, by the way, thank you, Steve. I have a list of 10 questions you can ask yourself as you're making a decision in life, and it could be a decision of really seeking what does he have for you, that you should ask yourself. There are 10 very practical questions. We call them the intentionals. They're at our website. Just go to theintentionallife.com and click on the broadcast highlights box there, and it'll take you to it. Boy, this has been good today. If you want to add to the discussion, you can leave it on our comment line, 888-888-1717. He's lost everything. He's in the pig pen, and he came to himself. I think that's a profound thing. You ever come to yourself? You ever just have one of those moments you're driving down the street and just kind of wake up to yourself saying, you're an idiot. You ever done that? You're just a plain idiot. Sorry, I say that on video for everybody. But you have those moments of awareness, or what I'm calling an aha moment. The power of an aha moment. And sorry, moms and dads, when I use that word, I know you don't want to use it around you, but that's how you feel, right? Where did that come from? That aha moment, that awareness that says, hey, God has something better. There's a better direction. This month, the teaching for our members, our Intentional Living community, is on this topic of how an aha moment can change your life. And that'll be coming out to all of you, both video and audio, this month. And by the way, for new members, those of you who will come and be a part of this journey, and boy, we need your help, especially right now, is critical. Your monthly support is going to go a long ways toward helping us carry on with this mission of reaching people with the message of hope from intentional living. And so those of you who will join us, I want to send you a copy of my latest book called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. And you know, when I wrote that book and we got it published and so on, I didn't really anticipate we'd be where we are today with the level of anxiety, worry, fear for young people, for families, for individuals. Emotions can get easily hijacked. And this book will be a very positive encouragement to those of you who may be struggling or know someone who is. Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, Overcoming Anxiety, Worry, and Fear. It's our gift to those of you joining us today. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com and click on donate. Well, I got to run. Dr. Randy here. Thanks for joining me. Have a great day. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.